sermon this day. St. John Chrysostom spoke on the Incarnation with these words: "I behold a new and wondrous mystery. My ears resound with shepherd's song, finding no soft melody, but loudly chanting a heavenly hymn. The angels sing, the archangels blend their voices in harmony. The cherubim resound their joyous praises, the seraphim exalt his Lord. All join to praise this holy feast, beholding the Godhead herein on earth and man in heaven. He who is above now for our salvation dwells here below, and we who are lowly are exalted by divine mercy. Today's Bethlehem resembles heaven, hearing from the stars the singing of angelic voices, and in place of the sun, witnessing the rising of the Son of Justice. Ask not how it is accomplished, for where God wills, the order of nature is overturned. He will. He had the power. He descended. He saved. All things
if it's a paragraph, then it's not usually. But if it's just this.
And he who is becomes what he was not. For when he was God, he became man, while not relinquishing the Godhead that is his. And so kings have come, and they have seen the heavenly king that has come upon the earth, not bringing with him angels nor archangels, nor thrones, nor dominions, nor powers, nor principalities, but treading a new, solitary path, he has come forth from a spotless womb. Yet he has not forsaken his angels, nor left them deprived of his care, nor because of his incarnation has he ceased to be God. For behold, kings have come, that they may serve the leader of the host of heaven. Women, that they may adore him who was born of a woman, so that he might change the pains of childbirth into joy. Virgins, to the son of the virgin. Infants, they may adore him who became a little child, so that out of the mouths of infants he might perfect praise. Children, to the child who raised martyrs to the rage of Herod, men to him who became man, he may heal the misery of his servants. Shepherds, to the good shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep. Priests, to him who became a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. Servants, to him who took upon himself the form of a servant, he may bless our stewardship with the reward of freedom. Fishermen, to the fisher of humanity. Publicans, to him who from among them named the chosen evangelist. Sinful women, to him who exposed his feet to the tears of the remembered woman. And that I may embrace them all together, all sinners have that they may look upon the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Since therefore all rejoice, I too desire to rejoice. I too wish to share the choral dance, to celebrate the festival. But I take my part, not plucking the harp nor the music of the pipes, nor holding a torch, but holding in my arms the cradle of Christ. For this is all my hope. This is my life. This is my salvation. This is my pride and my heart. And hearing it, I come, having from its power received the gift of speech, I too with the angels and shepherds sing, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill." This is what Chrysostom said 1600 years ago,
great one.
Okay, and your permission to do like this, if you don't know what